Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for this next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we would love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295, but let's start out with what we talked about this afternoon, because it really, I think, is so vitally important. Now, we can certainly talk about what's going on over in Europe and the fact that things are in a terrible, terrible strait. And certainly the Prime Minister of Greece, Papandreou, is going to have to resign. Certainly the Prime Minister of Italy, it looks like he's going to have to resign. All of these countries are having real financial problems. The interest rates are going up. And, of course, they owe so much money. As the interest rates go up, they don't have enough money to pay the interest rates, much less the principal on the money they borrowed. And certainly all of the PIIG nations are much, much closer to default than they were a month or so ago, despite the fact that everybody over there keeps telling us that things are getting better. They've come up with a new solution. They've agreed to this or that or the other program. But nobody wants to put up the money for it. The German people want to get out of the euro. The people all throughout Europe want to get out of the euro. The people in Greece want to get out of the European Union. But the globalists don't want that. They have one objective in mind. They want a one-world government. They've worked so hard for so long, for really a century, to bring about this one-world government. Those people who are certainly part and parcel of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891, 120 years ago, the purpose to bring about a world government. But, of course, the people are against it, and the only way that they can actually get their world government is to maintain the European Union, maintain the one world currency, and create such a crisis over there that there'll be no alternative but for the individual countries to give up their sovereignty and to demonstrate that everything the European people have been told has been a lie. And, of course, this is the cornerstone to creating a united Europe, a united Africa, a united North America, a united South America, a united Asia. It's all part of a secret plan to unite the world, but they can't tell the public that, you common people. You don't understand. As Arthur Schlesinger Jr. wrote in the New York on the Wall Street Journal back in October of 1993. You know, he said that in an article entitled Bye Bye Woodrow. And he said, you know, certainly there's a question about the creation of a world government. Let's not kid ourselves that we can have a world government without paying for it in blood as well as with money. Maybe the price is too high. But of course, we should never forget really what this wonderful dream is. And those words which Winston Churchill said were the most noble ever written, and which Harry Truman carried in his wallet all of his life. And those words written by Tennyson are these: "For I dipped into the future, far as any eye could see, saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be, heard the heavens filled with shouting and the rain the ghastly dew, of the nation's airy navies grappling in the central blue, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled. In the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, let's go to Kent, who's calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Kent. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Media. He's written a recent book, though, claiming that Adolf Hitler didn't die, you know, at the end of the war. This was all falsified, and that he went to South America and lived out his life, and as incredible as that may seem, it could be true. We know that Martin Bormann survived. There's a book written by Paul Manning. It's the Martin Bormann, Nazi in exile, and Martin Bormann, Manning was at the worked for CBS for many years. He's a very reliable historian, and basically everything's been done to suppress that book, but we have a copy of it. Martin Bormann, Nazi in exile, goes into the background of Bormann survived. We know that about 50, somewhere between 20 and 50,000. Nazi war criminals were allowed to escape to South America, helped by MI6, by a cell in the Vatican, and by the CIA, first by the OSS and by the CIA. And you can go look up on the internet, look under Ratline, R-A-T, Ratline, and I actually saw a ABC documentary with Sam Donaldson where he talked about the whole escapade. And he went down and interviewed many of these Nazis living peacefully and comfortably down there in South America. But we can't let the American people know that because, of course, we would begin to question why the CIA was helping the Nazis. And the reason they were helping the Nazis is because they worked with the Nazis, at least our intelligence agencies, all during the Second World War. And if you haven't, of course, read the material we have, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, Trading with the Enemy. We carry those three books going into how the American corporations built the weapons for the Nazis all during the war. So that then I'm talking about General Motors, I'm talking about GE, AT&T, they built the Stuka dive bomber, Sydney, IBM was there, Exxon was there, American banks were there. And they were the ones, of course, who built the weapons that were used to kill American boys. But we can't let the American people know that. You need to get the books I just mentioned, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Sydney, the Trading with the Enemy, and my favorite, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. Get that information and weep. But go right ahead, Ken. Did you have another point you wanted to make before you do? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Incidentally, we have an excellent four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. Covers the Rat Line and the Nazis who were brought to America. Here under Operation Paperclip, to work in the space program, to work in the psychological program, and to begin building some of the terrible new diseases that plague us today. But go right ahead, Kent.
Yeah, another thing, this thing in the EU now, and when they're talking about Greece and tightening the screws on Greece and now Italy, and after Italy, God knows who, but, I guess they've tightened the screws on France, too, a little bit last week, but they always say these rating agencies, godlike rating agencies, have downgraded their risk assessment. And everything. Now, these are the same people that several years ago, these packages of mortgages or what, you know, these, they rated them, you know, as good as gold, and they were the ones that precipitated the whole collapse. And now they're on the other end of it, putting the screws to the people again. You know, I don't think something has to be done with this rating agent.
Well, basically, of course, this, we're talking about Moody's, you're talking about Fitch and the Standard & Poor's, and you're absolutely right. Certainly they rated these bonds, these collateralized debt obligations, as AAA. They knew they were fraudulent. But, of course, they've lowered the ratings now on France. Which means, of course, they're going to have to pay much more to borrow money. They've done the same thing with Greece. They've even lowered the rating agencies on the American bonds. Our bonds have always been AAA, and I think they're AA+, something like that. My concern is that they are all part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the reason that nothing has been done because of the corruption is because they are part of the ruling elite, and they control our reality with these ratings. But I will tell you that all of these countries over there are certainly in terrible, terrible trouble. There's no way they're ever going to be able to pay off their debts, pay off their bonds. And the United States is not going to be able to pay off its bonds either. There is no way we will ever be able to pay off all the money we owe. It's just a matter of not if, but when this whole house of cards comes down. Anything else, Kent?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Kent calling from West Virginia. Well, I thought we'd talk about what I think is a very, very real problem, and it's only come up recently. And that is the very real possibility there is going to be a war with Iran. Now, who will be involved? Well, we do know that many of the Sunni Arab countries hate Iran. They fear Iran. They fear that there's going to be a Shia crescent involving Iran, Iraq, Syria, getting over into North Africa. And, of course, the Shia Muslims hate the Sunni Muslims, and the Sunni Muslims hate the Shia Muslims. And certainly many of the Sunnis would not at all be adverse if Israel were to attack Iran and destroy that country, or certainly upset the power structure over in Iran. What everybody misses who talks about this is the fact that it was in 1953, the United States intelligence agencies and the CIA overthrew the democratically elected president of Iran, a man named Mossadegh, and installed the Shah. And then in 1979, while the CIA overthrew the Shah and installed the Ayatollah Khomeini, and we did everything we could to keep him in power, to build him up, to work with him. The Iran, the hostage crisis there was as phony as the $3 bill. The Iranians wanted to give the hostages back before the elections there in 1980. And of course, this had to do with the October surprise. The Reagan team actually convinced the Iranians to keep the hostages. In fact, they weren't released until the very morning when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. It was a cold, wintry morning. People there were at the inauguration with their umbrellas and to see the new president sworn in, and people were hoping that this was going to change the direction of America. And as the story is told, I didn't witness it, but I've heard it from people who were there, there was a drizzle, people had their umbrellas, and then suddenly, somebody came onto the podium. Now, this was before the President Reagan was sworn in, and announced that the American hostages held by the Iranians were going to be released as of that morning. And suddenly, the clouds parted, the sun came through, the rain stopped, the new president was inaugurated, and a whole new world began. At least that's the story that's told. Of course, Ronald Reagan, who talked against taxes, gave us the greatest increase in taxes we had ever seen. You never hear about that, but when he actually doubled the taxes, the Medicare and Social Security taxes, he gave us the biggest tax increase we'd ever had in 1986, but at least tax for the common people. And then he gave us, he was very, very critical of deficit spending, and certainly Jimmy Carter actually had a $200 billion deficit during his 4 years in office, and of course Ronald Reagan was very critical of that. But of course, Ronald Reagan gave us a $200 billion deficit every year he was in office. When he went into office, the national debt was $1 trillion. When he left office, it was $2.7 trillion. Ronald Reagan was very, very critical of President Carter for allowing almost 270 members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, having them in key positions in his administration. And yet, of course, when Ronald Reagan was president, he had about 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, and he even invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to dinner at the White House. And if you doubt that, you need to read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, we carry it. But you never will hear that if you're one of the common people. You're never to understand how the world really works. You're never going to hear about the fact that Ronald Reagan and his wife both were deeply involved in astrology. There's a wonderful book. It's called What Did Joan Say? It's written by Joan Quigley. Joan Quigley was Nancy's astrologer. And, of course, the story is told that whenever Nancy would come back to the White House, Ronald would say, "What did Joan say?" As Joan Quigley says in her book, never before has an astrologer directed the affairs at the White House. In fact, they would not sign bills or certainly undertake certain policies without the full help and support of Joan Quigley. The book, What Did Joan Say? But you'll never hear this discussed. Well, let's talk a little bit about the coming war with Iran, because I think this is very, very significant. In fact, this is something we should all be concerned about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But only very recently has there certainly been increasing talk about the necessity for Israel to attack Iran, certainly within the last couple of days. The International Atomic Energy Commission has come out and said that Iran certainly is working on the bomb, and they'll have one very, very shortly. We're hearing more and more about the importance and the necessity of Israel attacking Iran and knocking out their nuclear facilities before they actually have a bomb. And we'll tell you more about that as the evening goes forward. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, so this whole idea that basically Israel is going to have to attack Iran. I think it's a very, very dangerous concept because I am not convinced.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Homes, and I would simply say, Dean, where would you go? I mean, basically, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm 82 years old. I can't ride a bicycle. I can't walk for long distances. I don't know how I'll do with a backpack. I think that we need to be prepared to make the best of where we are. I think we're moving into some very difficult times. I believe that we are going to go into a crisis situation. I'm not sure whether it's going to be related to the what I fear. I don't know what's going to happen, but I fear that there may be an Israeli attack on Iran, and if there is, well, I believe that Iran will probably retaliate against our troops and perhaps even indirectly in one way or another retaliate against America. Now, that, of course, would be a political scenario. I do believe behind everything there are powerful spiritual forces, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment upon this country because, of course, as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty, but can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. Those words are, of course, engraved in marble at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. I think they're absolutely true. And I tremble for America when I consider that God is just, and I believe he's going to bring his judgment on America. Perhaps it's going to be affiliated with the possible Israeli attack on Iran. This is certainly being built up right as we speak, certainly only in the last few days, is becoming much more imminent. There's a powerful propaganda campaign to prepare the American people for this, and we'll talk a little bit about this the next half hour. I've talked to Barry Shavis, his thoughts. He says it's insane. If Israel were to attack Iran, why there'd be, 100,000 missiles flying towards Israel. I mean, certainly Hezbollah has 50,000 missiles. Certainly Syria has 50,000 missiles. Hamas has, we don't know how many missiles, but a lot of them, they're getting them through Egypt. Certainly Iran has, probably, we don't know how many missiles, but they're sophisticated American missiles because we've given the technology to China. So they can build the missiles, which they can use against us, and, of course, they can use against Iran can build, use against Israel. Why would we transfer the nuclear technology, missile technology to communist China to build up the best enemy money can buy so they can transfer it to Iran so they can use it against Israel? Doesn't make any sense, but so much of what goes on today doesn't make sense. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I agree with you, Dean. Everybody should be making preparations for what I believe are the difficult times. They should have food and water and a Berkey water filter. They should certainly have medical supplies on hand. All the things they would need. They should have kerosene lamps. They should have candles. They should have all the necessities for life, but what you really need are food and water and warmth and shelter. Those are the things that ought to have a lot of medical supplies and health products on hand. But I think it would be impractical for most people, especially if they're in a large city, to even think about trying to get out. There would be so much confusion. I think they're better off to start thinking about how they're going to be able to survive where they are at the present time. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dean, where would you go if there was a crisis?
Thanks for asking that question, because I was just thinking about that. And you're asking me where I would go. If I actually, because I've made some preparation, and I'm more worried about my neighbors than I am for myself. So where I would go is this. If, think of a 30 seconds, what I have, what I carry out the door. This is what I would do. I would head toward the railroad track, and I would keep moving. I would move during the nighttime, sleep during the day. I would wait for the train to come by. I would follow the sun.
Whereabouts do you live in? What part of Washington do you live in?
Northeast.
All right. Northeast. So are you up around Seattle then?
No, I'm sorry. North of Spokane.
Okay, hold that. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And Dean has been calling us from North Spokane, and we've known Dean. He used to live locally and went to Las Vegas. He's up there in the Spokane area. Well, Dean, call me sometime off the air and we can talk more about it, but you're probably in about as safe an area as you're going to be able to find. Maybe Idaho would be a little bit better, Montana, but you're a lot better off than a lot of people. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about the background of what is going on over there in the Near East. Now, basically, there's a lot of propaganda recently. The International Atomic Energy Commission, several years ago, came up with a report that said that there was no danger of Iran getting a nuclear weapon. And at that time, why, of course, Washington, D.C. was planning on attacking Iran. I'm firmly convinced of it. They had either four or five carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. We were getting all sorts of propaganda that there was going to be a war between Israel and Iran. And then the International Atomic Energy Commission came up with a report saying there was really no basis for all the fear. And suddenly, why the plans in Washington, D.C. for a war between Israel and Iran were canceled. Now, what you don't understand is that Israel is a client state of America. And contrary to everything you're led to believe, why, of course, it's not that the Zionists and Israel control Washington, D.C. It is the fact that Netanyahu is a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is a protege of Henry Kissinger. He was placed in power in Israel by the establishment here in America, and he and Israel will do exactly what they are told to do, and they would not dare to do anything they were not told to do, or they'd end up like Jack Kennedy when he was sent to Dallas, Texas, or like has happened to so many other leaders like Mubarak and Gaddafi and all American clients, but they were, of course, unfortunately, either terminated or on, as Mr. Mubarak is on trial for his life today. For one reason or another, we decided to dispose of them. This is the way the world really works. So basically, recently, within the last couple of days, the International Atomic Energy Commission has come up with another report that now warns against the threat of Iran having a bomb. And suddenly now there is tremendous talk and a tremendous amount of information going out on the Internet and through regular channels about the necessity of Israel attacking Iran. And this is very disquieting. Certainly we find that Condoleezza Rice says that certainly that Israel would be justified in attacking Iran. I got contacted today by a publicist because of Richard Pearl. I don't know if you know Richard Pearl, but he's a neoconservative, a very high member of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And he's going on radio programs across America talking about the necessity of an attack on Iran. And basically, of course, I called Barry Shamish to get his take on it. He told me it would be insane for Israel to attack Iran. If Israel were to attack Iran, there'd be 100,000 missiles directed against Israel, and there's no way that little country could survive 100,000 missiles, especially since some of them are going to have nuclear and biological weapons, chemical and biological warheads, those from Syria. And then, of course, I called Daniel Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh. I think he's does everything he could to get on American radio. I think he probably has contacts, very highly placed in Israel. I said, what do you think about an Israeli attack on Iran? And he said, it's going to come. It's only a matter of time. I said, it's going to happen. We don't know when. Probably there are only half a dozen people in the Israeli government who know when it's going to happen, but it is going to happen. It's going to happen basically because Israel cannot wait, until Iran has the bomb. They're going to have to attack now and take their chances with retaliation. And certainly a lot of people will be killed, but the attack is coming. I've talked to Avi Lifkin in the past, and he's led me to believe that there is going to be a war, certainly between Israel and Iran, and not in the too distant future. It was about 3 or 4 years ago, of course, when I was very concerned about the possibility of a war. I called Lindsey Williams, and I said, why don't you ask Mr. X, that was Ken Fromm. He was the former CEO of ARCO before he retired. I said, he's very close to the centers of power. Why don't you call and ask him if there's going to be an attack on Iran, if Israel's going to attack Iran, or the United States is going to attack Iran. And actually, of course, Lindsey did call Mr. Fromm, and Mr. Fromm laughed and said, no, Lindsey, there's not going to be attack on Iran at this time. There's going to be attack later, but not now. And I talked to Lindsey within the last week or so, and he still doesn't think the attack is coming, but he doesn't have anybody certainly with that amount of a background. In other words, the gentleman he's talking to now certainly was not at the upper echelons of this world conspiracy, Brotherhood of Darkness. Lindsey thinks that it's not yet time for the attack, but I remember very well what Ken Fromm had told Lindsey several years ago, when he laughed and said, Lindsey, the war on Iran is not coming at this time. Doesn't matter all the publicity. There's not going to be a war at this time. Later, but not now. Well, that was almost 3 years ago. And have we approached the time when it's coming? I really fear that it is. Now, why would I say that? Well, one thing, there's the price of oil. I don't know if you noticed today, but suddenly the stock market was down 350 points. But the price of oil closed at $95 a barrel. If there is to be a war over there, the price of oil will go through the roof. It's, I think we'd be talking $120, $150 barrel oil, maybe $200 barrel oil. And the fact that the oil is moving up as strongly as it is, what's that? And what's the price of oil? And that will give us some idea whether or not there's going to be a war there, because the people who control the price of oil know what is going to happen. They're very close to the Brotherhood of Darkness and well aware of what the future holds. All we can do is simply just observe what's going on and wonder. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, of course, if Israel is going to attack Iran, it can do it in one of two ways. It can do it with missiles, or it can do it with planes. And chances are, I think, that it's probably going to do it with planes. It has a good air force, but it would have to overfly Iraq. It's a thing that cannot overfly Turkey now, because Turkey has been moved into a radical Islamic camp. It may be that it could overfly Saudi Arabia, and certainly I've been led to believe by Avi Lifkin and others that there is a secret agreement between Saudi Arabia and Israel, that if Israel is going to attack, of course, Iran, that they will overfly Egypt, Saudi Arabia. Why would Saudi Arabia allow that? Well, because the Saudis hate the Iranians, because the Saudis are Sunnis, the Iranians are Shia Muslims, and certainly they hate one another. Saudi Arabia is not going to come out publicly and encourage Israel, but I think privately, and we've heard there are a lot of private communications between Israel and Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia fully supports an Israeli attack on Iran. And so many of the Sunni nations do. They're not going to say it publicly, but this is the background of what's really going on. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I have been told that the United States has agreed to let Israeli planes land at our air bases over in Iraq if there is an attack. In fact, we've even heard talk that some Israeli planes are actually operating out of the American air bases in Iraq. And so basically, if the American air bases are used in whole or in part as a justification to actually help the Israeli attack on Iran, if it takes place, why I think that Iran will retaliate. Now, what will they do? Will they attack our troops over in Iraq? Or will they close the Straits of Hormuz? Or will they attack America directly? And, Chris, when you talk about them attacking America directly, that sounds absurd. What could Iran possibly hope to gain by attacking America? I mean, we have the capacity to wipe Iran off the face of the earth if they were to attack us. But what would happen if we couldn't retaliate? What would happen if Iran launched an EMP or a HEMP attack, a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse attack, exploding certainly a 1-megaton nuclear device, certainly at 240 miles in the atmosphere, over Kansas, and simply fried the electronics of our entire country? Now, what's significant about this is that our transformers all across America on our power lines have no protection against an EMP or a HEMP attack. And basically, it would be very easy to have done. Certainly, they have the capacity to insulate those transformers, and our government has steadfastly refused to do it for a few billion dollars. We could have protected ourselves from any danger from a HEMP attack. And they've specifically not done that. We have to ask why. Well, Cindy, I would believe that this is a very real possibility. We know that Iran has actually been rehearsing this. We know that they have very sophisticated missiles. They can get weapons several hundred miles into the stratosphere. And we also know that they have, Cindy, they have nuclear weapons, or a few of them. They would need more than one. But one nuclear weapon detonated up there would actually destroy most of the transformers in America. America's electronic system would be shut down. Our computers would be shut down. Certainly, anything with sophisticated electronics, our automobiles, our whole military would be shut down, and America would be totally helpless and facing a HIMP attack. And we have to ask ourselves, why have the leaders of our country steadfastly refused to insulate our transformers and protect us from happening? Remember those words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In politics, why nothing happens by accident. If it happens that way, you can be certain it was planned that way. And they have planned not to actually protect us from a HIMP attack. And you have to ask yourself, why we have no anti-ballistic missile system. Our transformers are fair game. And if this occurred, America would suddenly be transformed into the 1800s. Well, let's go to Tom calling from Eastern Washington. Hi, Tom. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's been a pretty rough election here. It's hard to tell the difference between a referendum and an initiative and what's actually being floated as a ballot. We're here in Eastern Washington, and I got to tell you, it gets more confusing by the day.
You know, what are you talking about? School board elections, local elections, board of supervisors? What were they voting on?
Well, most of the local processes are pretty well self-explanatory, but when you get into the initiatives and the referendums, we just had a big bill passed that would privatize the liquor sales. I don't know if you're familiar or anybody listening out there.
I'm really not, Tom. I don't know anything at all about the initiatives up there. Well, maybe you can get there. Go ahead.
I won't get into that, but what I think is very dangerous is what we have starting to happen is, number one, I think it's corporate influence. You remember the McCain-Feingold campaign refrain? Well, it's starting to happen. It seems that big corporations can influence elections.
Of course they do. They simply buy and sell politicians. They buy and sell these initiatives. And the American people need to understand what it's about. I'm sorry we didn't know what the initiatives were up there. We could have done a program on it. We've got an excellent listening audience in that area. But anything you specifically would like to say, other than the fact that sometimes the electoral process is confusing, and of course if the media is not giving both sides an opportunity to be heard, something probably why, of course, they've sold out to the corporations, which they do. But remember, the corporations control the six major corporations that control the media. The American people are not getting the truth. Anything else you want to say, Tom?
Well, what I would say is my local grocer will no longer be qualified. I mean, will not be qualified. One local grocer will because they're grandfathered, but the other one won't be because they're not over 10,000 square feet. The way the ruling hinges is because it's based on, and that's to keep it out of the quick stops, and you don't want every local liquor store, or I mean every local convenience store selling liquor. We all agree upon that. But the way they've engineered it and geared it is to where your average mom and pop store can't compete.
Well, they don't want to. Basically, they want to do away with the mom and pop stores. And this is all about corporatism, and the corporations get bigger and bigger, and they simply strangle out the little guy.
And that's why I voted no.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go to Leslie, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was listening to what Tom said just then, and I heard that the reason I think they wrote it the way they did is because Costco put $2 million into getting that referendum going, so that explains that. There was a couple of things I heard on the news. One, that Kuwait had agreed to let Israel or whoever, let that be a stopping off point.
It very well, but yeah, I believe Kuwait and Saudi Arabia are working together against Iran because they are Sunni and Iran is Shia. Go ahead.
The other thing was, you know how when you talk about the oil that will be in short supply and they're tapping a lot of the domestic oil, I'd heard on the news recently that there's so much work for fellas on the oil wells up in North Dakota, and I was telling my son, I said, you should call your dad and see if he's getting any fat checks, because he has a third ownership in a oil well in Williston, and when I heard them talk about it again on the news, sure enough, they said, there's so many guys up there, they're living in their cars, they can't house them all, and it's in Williston, North Dakota.
Yeah, there's lots of jobs up there, but the winter's coming. If you don't have a place to live, don't even think about going there.
Maybe
when the summer's fine, but you don't want to be there during the wintertime. Hold that thought. Okay, anything else, Leslie, you wanted to cover?
Are we in a commercial?
No, we're in a commercial.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
A standing army. We need people who are willing to fight for America. We do not need people who are willing to fight and kill anybody they're told to kill to further the cause of the globalists to bring about a one world government. I certainly share your concerns, Bill. God bless and thanks so very much. Let's quickly go to Tim calling from Illinois. We're out of time, Tim, but a quick question or comment.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dr. Stan, I'd like to ask the public, don't fall for this Herman Cain ruse. He's being used as a fall guy, a diversion, when you have people like lawyers, Gloria Allred, And then, Anita Hill appeared a couple weeks back. How coincidental. This Gloria Allred represented Amber Frey, Scott Peterson case. She represented Nicole Simpson, the old O.J. case.
So what is your point? Are you for or against Sherman Cain?
Well, it's a diversion from Solyndra investigation and Hillary's pipeline scam and also Eric Holder's Fast and Furious gun distribution in southern Arizona there.
Okay, we're out of time, Tim.
Thank you.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling. And certainly I think that what they've done is this latest bimbo that they had presented by Gloria Allred, who talks about how Mr. Cain put his hand under her dress. I mean, what woman would come forward with this sort of a story? I think that this is a straw man that they set up to knock down, to actually build up Cain, and he can say, look, this woman's lying, and it's very obvious that she's been involved in other false charges. I think they've created a straw man to knock down. It's a standard technique. And, of course, as this will tend to diffuse this whole sexual scandal as far as Mr. Cain, who probably is as guilty as sin. But remember, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was certainly a member of the Federal Reserve Board. He's being run by the establishment as they're running certainly Perry from Texas, as they're running almost everybody. The last thing they want is somebody who represents America, who wants to preserve our country and our freedom. And that would be Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann. And, well, you can, of course, guess who I'm backing for, because I ask our listeners regularly to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, and to pray for Ron Paul, and to pray for Radio Liberty, because it's a spiritual battle. And, of course, all of these people are really in danger, I really do believe. So please keep us in your prayers. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We do have, of course, the CDs from the conference that we had 2 weeks ago. They are excellent. There are five of them. And if you'd like to get the full set of CDs for the conference, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll have the DVDs later, but right now the CDs are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And the talks, certainly on aspartame, on geoengineering of the atmosphere, certainly on Agenda 21 and the effort to utilize the threat to the environment to establish a dictatorship, and that's what it's really all about. Agenda 21 is simply a cover to centralize more power in Washington, D.C., and circumvent the Constitution, do an end run around the Constitution to establish a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. So our plea with you, of course, is understand what's going on and then help us get the information out. Conference tapes are available. You should get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. What you really need to do, of course, is get my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and then let me recommend very strongly my talk on the world revolution and my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Oh.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views primarily of Orlean Kula, but we're going to have Deborah Tavares with us because Orlean's giving a talk somewhere in Southern California tomorrow, and she is scheduled to be 15 minutes on a radio station. That'll hopefully bring more people to the talk. Orlean, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Stan.
Well, where is this you're going to be giving the talk tomorrow?
It's in Glendale, and for anyone who is in that area, it's at the Burbank, let's see, it's Moose Lodge, 357 West Arden in Glendale.
All right. Now, what is the group, though, that you're going to be talking
to? It's called Burbank Action, and they're hosting a panel discussion about smart meters.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, for those of you who don't know, why, of course, Orlean has written an excellent book on smart meters, and we have we carry that book. We also have a four-tape set on smart meters, and there are two aspects to smart meters. One is the fact that this is part of Agenda 21. The whole purpose is to basically monitor you, to expand government control, to run up the cost of electricity. They really do intend to run up the cost of electricity and control when you use your various items in your home, whether it be a washing machine, when you would use your heater, when you would use your refrigerators. They want to control everything you do as far as electricity because they really want to limit the use of electricity in America, just as they want to limit the use of water. They want to regulate every aspect of human endeavor. And, of course, the other fact is the health issues, which some people, of course, have real problems as far as that's concerned. So, basically, we have Deborah Tavares with us, and we'll have Deborah on the line in just a moment here. But go right ahead. Why don't you tell us, what would you like to talk about this evening? Would you like to talk about Agenda 21, or would you like to talk about the smart meters?
Well, Dr. Stan,
Hold that thought. I think we're going to have to get Orlean back. I'm going to ask our producer to get Orlean back. I lost Orlean. Hi, Deborah. How are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right, fine. Are you going to be going down to this meeting there in Burbank?
Well, I'm going down to Southern California.
Where is the meeting going to be held?
Well, there's a meeting in Glendale.
Glendale, okay.
Yes, tomorrow evening. And then there's another meeting down in San Diego, actually a couple of different meetings. And in between, we have an announcement. We are going to be changing out a number of apartments and townhome projects that we are affiliated with. We're taking off all of the smart meters, and we're going to be putting on all analog meters in their place. We have now a number of people that have become quite ill, and we have appealed to the power company in that area for over a year and a half to remove these. And we're at the point now where we're going to do that. We refuse to continue to be bullied by a tyrannical force that means harm to people. And so we'll be having you follow this story as this unfolds.
All right. Now, basically, Deborah, how are you going to be able to do this? Are you getting any support at all from the utility company, or are you just going to do this independently?
Yes, we're doing it independently. We have acquired analog meters, which you can do at any local electrical supply shop.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares. All right, fine. Well, of course, now we have Orlean back on the line. Deborah Tavares is telling us that they're going to be putting analog meters onto a number of apartments down there in the Los Angeles area, and certainly part of a program to actually... is the utility company going to charge people additional fees to come out and read the analog meters?
Well, that has not been determined by the CPUC, which, of course, we don't believe really is in the best interest of determining anything for anybody at this point. But at this point, no. We can tell you that there are many people now that are taking off their smart meters and simply putting on analog meters that they purchase from electrical supply shops. And they'll have the assistance of electricians helping them. We're not advocating that people do this on their own. This is a job for an electrician. And, of course, you carefully remove the smart meter and you keep it and you return it to the utility company. And we understand, and, of course, as I say, we will keep you apprised as to our journey with this, but we understand that the utility companies can get extremely threatening with their words and tell people that they'll turn their power off or they'll call the police or all of these kinds of things. And thus far, no one that we are aware of has had their power turned off.
All right. So basically, it's all a bluff is what you're saying.
Well, that's what it seems to be.
All right. Well, I really think, of course, they're very, very defensive because they know how angry people are getting. And we know here in California that you can actually opt out. And those who want to know how to do that, get in touch with Deborah or with us. And we get to the telephone number. And if you don't already have a smart meter on your home, I like to call them spy meters or surveillance meters. Why, if they don't already have one, why, you can actually call and it will be put on a delay list. In other words, they will not, of course, put in the smart meter without informing you. At least this is what we've been told. But they are frightened because there's so much resistance. These are elitists. They never thought there'd be this much of a problem. They thought the people would meekly go along with this, and the people are angry, and there's a tremendous resistance. Orlean, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, tell us, what is your experience as far as the smart meter controversy is concerned? Certainly, more and more people are becoming aware and concerned, aren't they?
They really are. I get calls every day, so does Deborah, from across the nation.
Okay.
Asking what they can do to fight this. And
hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Orlean Kula, and Deborah Tavares is going to be with us because Orlean's going to have to leave us. What time are you going to have to leave the program?
I think in another 10 minutes.
All right, fine. So basically, we'll have Orlean with us for about 10 minutes, then we'll have Deborah with us for 15 minutes, and then Orlean will be back again. But Orlean is simply saying that people all across California are very upset about the so-called smart meter. Don't get the two aspects of this confused. One is a surveillance program. It goes along, of course, with Agenda 21, where they want to know exactly everything you're doing. And, of course, the smart meter is a prologue to the smart appliances. And then, of course, you're going to have the smart grid. And then they're going to have smart growth, because who would want to have a dumb meter, dumb appliances, a dumb grid, and suddenly dumb growth? Well, basically, I like to call it spy or surveillance meters, certainly the surveillance appliances, because this is a means of spying on the people. But even more than that, it is a vehicle by which they are going to raise the cost of electricity. Why do they want to raise the cost of electricity? Because they want to deindustrialize America. This is really all about a master plan to lower our living standards here, as if somehow we're running out of electricity. Basically, hydroelectric electricity is so cheap, that's why they're tearing out dams. So of electricity from nuclear power is very, very cheap. That's why, of course, they delay it and why they bring lawsuits and so they could quadruple the cost of a nuclear power. And while the propaganda, and it may very well explain what happened over in Japan, could this possibly have been staged? I can't say that, but I will tell you the way this thing has been handled is totally illogical. Certainly they're shutting down geothermal electricity. They're shutting down, the use of fossil fuel to generate electricity. They really want to deindustrialize our society and lower our living standards. Have you run into this in your studies, Arlene?
Yes, definitely. That's what Agenda 21 is all about, is lowering our standards. They have these three E's, stands for equity, economy, and environment. And, of course, equity means that no one should own property because that makes you not equal with everyone else. So little by little, they are destroying the possibility for people on rural land to own property by bringing down these dams or by all the other strange things that are happening with new zoning ordinances. Deborah and I, when we get back from Southern California, will be attending a meeting next Tuesday here in Sonoma County where they're changing the zoning on what people can do with their farms and their properties. And little by little, everyone just is hit by so many regulations, fees, changes, that after a while they can't fight it anymore. And that's why we see so many family farms disappearing, people moving off the rural land and moving into the cities where they can be stacked and packed and more easily kept accounting of. And that's what Agenda 21 is all about, is control. They don't have a lot of control over people when they're out in rural land.
Yeah, it's a control matrix. And what we're also seeing is that last week here in Northern California, the California Regional Water District came up. They're looking to now impose fines, penalties, mandates, regulations, and monitoring of septic and leach fields. And they come up and they're trying to overlay regulations over local jurisdictions and local zoning ordinances. And the people came out by the hundreds for a couple of meetings to let the state regulators know that they were not invited in our area to mandate requirements on us. We've had it. We've simply had too much bureaucracy.
Well, I think the people must understand that basically we have a constitution. We have a constitutional republic. And, of course, what we are guaranteed is the right to life, liberty, and property. But these people, of course, and I'm talking about the people affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations, and the people with the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, this elite group, of course, who are motivated by powerful, well, I figure, are sinister spirits or forces, want to do an end run around the Constitution. That was the phrase that Rhodes Scholar Richard Gardner used in an article in the Foreign Affairs magazine in April of 1974, where, of course, they look upon the Constitution as an impediment to their ability to control us, and so they want to do an end run around the Constitution and control everything, and they certainly want, of course, to control our property, which they have no right to do. But they then, of course, they get their people elected. They spend a great deal of money to get their people elected, certainly to the Board of Supervisors and to the city councils. And they plant their people within the bureaucracy, and they are part of a subversive conspiracy. They know exactly what they're doing. This whole thing is laid out as part of a program. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know what's going on. Would you agree with that, Arlene?
Oh, definitely. And they've kept it hidden so well for so long that now they are absolutely blatant about it because they think it's too late. There's no stopping them. That's why you see in the book that was written by Rockefeller, David Rockefeller Memoirs, where he actually says, you know, some people think that my family and I are involved in creating this world government. And he admits that, he said, if that's the accusation against me, I'm proud of it. And like what you said, Richard Gardner made that statement. And I have all of those statements in the last chapter of my book, by Stealth and Deception. I thought it was really important to gather up all of those amazing statements that they're being so blatant about and proud of the fact that they are trying to transform our world and turn us into a one-world government.
There is a quotation, and I believe it was said by George Bush, talking about the coming wretching transformation of America.
That's Al Gore.
That's Al Gore.
That's right. And he wrote that in his book, Earth in the Balance. And that's what Agenda 21 is all about, is this wrenching transformation.
And people must understand, this elite group, and Al Gore sitting among them, but the presidents have known about this, the Bush family, they come from secret societies. George Herbert Walker Bush is a member of the secret Bohemian Grove, so the secret Skull and Bones, where when they're initiated, of course, they perform all sorts of public sexual activity in front of all their friends, and I will not describe in any vivid detail what they do. They worship, they bow before a replica of Lucifer. This is the Skull and Bones Society. We have an excellent 4-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have a book on Skull and Bones. They have all sorts of certainly swastikas and skulls and bones, and they stole the skeleton. I forgot whether it's Cochise or Geronimo. I'm not sure which one.
It was Geronimo.
They stole this, and they have it there in what they call the tomb. And these are the people who would become presidents of the United States, key positions in government. They are the part of the ruling elite of the work within the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, to rule a nation, to rule the world. And basically, they're part of a worldwide movement, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But these are evil and wicked people. And George Herbert Walker Bush was a member of the Bohemian Grove, where, of course, they have, which if you have their secret publications, I have them, where they talk about how they revere the owl. That's all they talk about, revering the owl. What is the owl? The owl is Moloch. It's an emblem of the Satan. And they have it reproduced there at the Bohemian Grove. If you haven't seen the DVD that Alex Jones got there, where they wear their hoods and they wear their capes and they carry their candles and they have their secret rituals, you really need to get it. It's available through Radio Liberty, or you can probably watch it up on the web. But George Bush was a member of the Trilateral Commission. He was a member of the Bilderbergs. He was a member of the CFR. He was director of the CIA. And this is a man who represents America. He doesn't represent America any more than his son did. And I've met his son. I shook hands with him. He looked me in the eye, and he lied to me. George Bush lied to me when he was running for the presidency, pretending to be a Christian. And he gives hypocrisy a bad name. He lied when he brought us into the war with Iraq. He lied when he brought us into war with Afghanistan. Why did we go to war with Afghanistan? Because of the 9/11 attack. But 15 of the 19 attackers were from Saudi Arabia. They were financed by Saudi Arabia. Bin Laden came from Saudi Arabia. So why didn't we go to war with Saudi Arabia?
That's amazing, isn't it? I asked that question in my book as well. Well, it's time for me now to have to go to this other radio station, Dr. Stan. So I will bring you back to Deborah.
I'm going to put you back, of course, to my producer so he can give you the number to call so we can get back on the program, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless. And Deborah, thou, of course, you get a chance to come on the program. We wanted to get Orlean before she left, but you're on the front lines of this battle as well. Would you like to tell our listeners about the work that you're doing at the present time?
Well, absolutely. We're certainly constantly on the forefront with refusing smart meters. There has been and has been an ever-increasing backlash across the nation. We're seeing it across the world. People are looking at what California is doing, and they're also hearing the reports of the thousands of people that now have become quite sick. We get calls, as many of the advocacy groups do every day, from people that are sick. There was a fellow that emailed just this morning from Southern California. He had only been in a place for a few days and started getting headaches and rashes and wasn't able to sleep through the night, and then realized that he had a bank of 9 smart meters on the wall of his apartment. And that is something everyone that's listening, you must tell your apartment.
Hold that thought. You go right ahead, Deborah. You were saying that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Other people can have a very marked reaction to smart meters. What percentage of people do you think are sensitive to smart meters, Deborah?
Well, the sensitives seem to be up to about 14-15%. It keeps increasing because the more that we're finding the meters are installed, the more calls we're getting overall. It's increasing because then the people that were not sensitive are finding that with the increased smart meters in their area, they are then becoming affected. So I was actually recently talking to Rob States, who did the video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters, and he said it's going to be about 75% of everybody that's going to start feeling some repercussions of the EMF and radiation in the environment. And that is before, of course, we will be required to change out all our appliances to those with chips. And we've recently been telling people what we've learned about the chipped appliances in the kitchens.
Well, could you tell us a little bit about the so-called smart appliances now? Of course, this will be your dishwasher, and this would be your microwave, and this would be your washing machine, and this would really be almost everything, your refrigerators. Tell us about these so-called smart appliances.
Well, yes, I will. It's not only what the items that you've mentioned. It's also anything that plugs into an outlet. We're talking about electric toothbrushes, to vacuum cleaners, anything at all that you would plug into a socket. They're going to have smart sockets. Basically, they will be sockets that you can only plug in smart appliances to. That
all right, now basically, how are they going to get us to buy smart appliances? I don't want a smart appliance, so how are they going to force me to buy a smart appliance?
Yes, that's a good question. When I was involved with PG&E as a customer in a customer group that they had formed over a year and a half ago, that was the same question that we raised with PG&E. We were told that, of course, those would be old clunker, inefficient appliances, and the tiered rate pricing would be reflected on people that retained old clunker, inefficient appliances. So they'll force change out on putting you in a higher tiered bracket. While that hasn't happened yet, that is what we were told then. Also, another way in which we're seeing forced change out of appliances occurring is that the pulsed levels of electricity on the grid is not as consistent as it is under the electricity provisions that we have had. And what we're finding is that appliances are simply just burning out. People will suddenly find that their dishwasher isn't working. Well, they'll scratch their head and they won't think too much and they'll go buy a new dishwasher. Well, more and more people are now finding that appliances just seem to be stopping. And
are you suggesting that they're doing something with the electric current to damage our appliances so that we'll have to replace them?
Absolutely. It's been said as much in an article that we received that we spoke about a few months ago on the program, Dr. Stan, where U.S. Naval Observatory, or the new U.S. Naval Observatory that handles the timekeeping for the United States, after conducting a year-long study, found that clocks would be keeping different times across the nation, that was going to be a problem. They also found that streetlights would become a problem. It would interfere with home security systems as well as appliances, and that pulsed differential in the way the current was delivered to the homes was going to cause failure in all of these appliances and even hospitals, even equipment in hospitals and in sheriff departments and in police departments. And there was an effort made here in Northern California to advise the police departments and hospitals that this could be something looming in the very near future. So while I am certainly suggesting that this is one way in which it will be convenient for people to have to change out their appliances because they will break, I think it's, again, so much of everything we're seeing is an absolute plan. Everything has been so well orchestrated. It is such a well-crafted plot against humanity.
And basically, I think it's very hard for people to believe that somebody is plotting against humanity. And yet, if you read Agenda 21, you will find there is a master plan put out by the United Nations. We actually have it available for Radio Liberty. Well, it's not what we say they say, it's what they say. And they want to convert most of half the land into wilderness where you're not going to be allowed to be there. Have you ever noticed there's more bear sightings and wolf sightings and in neighborhoods of mountain lions? That's because they're actually bringing them in. They want to drive the people out. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, for a land so fair.
Well, you know, Deborah, when you tell people that there really is this plan, what sort of response are you getting from, you know, from people when you tell them there is a master plan to lower the living standards of the American people, to impoverish the American people, and certainly to actually simply get electricity so expensive we won't be able to use it, to limit our use of water, to limit our use of cars, to get us out of our automobiles and onto mass transit and bicycles? When you tell people that, they look at you sort of as if you've got to be crazy. It couldn't be something like that. And yet, as both you and I know, there is. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I've been figuring out ways in which to put that forward to people. Everyone is at a different place with what they're able to take in. But what I found in general is everyone is aware that there are big problems, and many people feel the problems. They just can't figure out exactly what it is. They know things are terribly wrong. So, for example, when we have a heavy aerial spraying day from the geoengineering weather modification toxic dumps overhead, for example, I can easily be outside and point up and tell people, have you observed the sky? Are you noticing what is happening? And people will look at me and they'll kind of squint, and then they'll say, you know, we've noticed that. Now that you've brought it to our attention, we have. So I find that people are tuned in to different things at different times, but it's just a suggestion, and then many can become aware. Some are not. Some will hear it and just sort of roll their eyes. And I just, at that point, you know, you have to allow them to be where they are and hopefully come to where they need to be and must be in order to try to right the wrongs.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares, and it'll be back in a few minutes. But, Deborah, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get to your websites and get the information you have on smart meters. Do you have anything specifically on Agenda 21, or are you primarily dealing with smart meters at the present time?
Well, yes. I have on refusedsmartmeter.com. I have quite a bit of information that's available about smart meters and additional links for people to investigate further. There are a number of working websites. Many activists in the Northern California area, in fact, in the United States now, have come on board. So I try to link up and give everybody as much information from my site as I possibly can. And I'm also loading up Agenda 21 items as well. People can go to refusedsmartmeter.com. There is a links, L-I-N-K-S, links page. And Dr. Stan, they can see this wonderful video that you did on depopulation. And that is excellent. So for people who question depopulation, question Agenda 21, we have posted on that site, too, the New World Order Exposed, 1969. It's quite telling. And there's another, and I meant to ask you about this, Dr. Stan, and tell your listeners as well, but there's another excellent movie or book as well. It's called Iron Mountain, The Blueprint to Tyranny. And you asked me, how do you tell people? Well, there are certainly excellent movies out that tell the story for us. And recently we watched that. We in Northern California have in our area what we call Saturday Night at the Movies. And we show these types of movies, and we have gotten quite a large group together. And we can be together and talk about these things and advance our knowledge and enjoy a night out, because for us, with our lives having changed so dramatically with what you learn, you find that it's just something now that you become. You carry the information, and you just, you know, you can't turn back. You can't go into the time before you knew.
Isn't that interesting, Deborah? You know, basically, of course, we've been at this for 50 years, but we live in entirely different lives than most people do because we live in a different world, because we can see the events that are unfolding and recognize them, because we can understand how everything is manipulated, how our reality is manipulated, how there is a small group of people who run the world and, of course, are intent upon destroying existing civilization. And people find that so hard to believe. Why would anybody in their right mind want to destroy a contemporary civilization and destroy the United States? And the answer is, nobody in their right mind would. But we're not dealing with people who are in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different view of the world, and so they are, if they have a, well, of course, I like to refer people to a book written by a man on the other side. It's called The Lost Scroll by Dan Brown. You need to get the book, you need to read it, because he takes you into the secret knowledge. The secret knowledge has been passed down for centuries, and basically, of course, he's talking at least in part about Masonry, about the history of America. But read it. It goes into this whole different world. And, of course, it approaches it as if the things that are happening are good. They're not good. They will lead you to destruction. But understand what this is about, and I recommend the book. Read it. It's a great adventure story. But please do not even consider tapping into this mysterious force that's out there, because it could cost you your eternal soul. But basically, of course, the answer to the question is, why would people want to destroy society? Is because they hate humanity, and they really do want to destroy the majority of the people in the world, which takes us into my talks on population control. But one of the steps along the way, and they're attacking us from so many different points of view, but one of them is the smart meter, because this is going to give them the ability to monitor everything you do in your home and to double or triple the cost of electricity. And what happens when you have a limited income and the cost of electricity doubles or triples? What impact is this going to have on people? Deborah?
Well, of course, people are not going to be able to afford to heat their homes adequately, and particularly when people are not in sunbelt areas and frigid cold is a completely different conversation in other parts of the country. And that's going to be devastating for these people. And this is all by design. Also, what's very troubling is we now know, too, that the system can be turned up like a thermostat. So the level of which you are being delivered, the EMF and radiation and so forth, can be changed. And that is extremely troubling. So if you're not in favor, essentially, you could experience higher degrees of radiation into your home because, again, this is a remote operational opportunity. They will be able to turn off your appliances, turn your appliances back on. They will decide that you've used too much electricity. You can't use it right now. You're going to be forced to have your appliances turned off and to utilize and operate and live in your home at the times in which they allow you to have electricity.
Now, I think this is really very important. You see, in past, why, of course, when we had utilities that represented us, why, they would have to have a certain number of utilities on power generating plants online. But there would be times during the day when midday, when it became very hot on a hot day, why they were going to have power plants that would only operate a few hours a week. But it was to be a constant flow of electricity. Well, basically, they're saying, well, we don't want to have to operate those plants, you know, just a few hours a week to be able to provide electricity, and we don't want brownouts. So what we will do is simply devise a system by which we can turn off your air conditioner in the middle of the day when it gets hot and humid. We can turn off your washing machine if you're using it at that time of day. And certainly in the wintertime when it gets very cold and you're using electric heat, we can turn off your heat. And people say, that's madness. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not madness. That's what this program is all about. That is why we call them smart appliances and smart meters, because they will know what you're doing and will give the bureaucracy the ability to regulate what you do, and they will be able to turn off your appliances. That's why they have chips in them that, of course, will be communicating through the smart grid to the smart bureaucrats who will determine when they have to turn off your electricity or if there's going to be a brownout. And you will be charged, of course, for nominal rates to use your air conditioning in midday when you really need it. But you'll be able to use your air conditioning in the middle of the night when it's not needed, and the electricity rates will be much lower. And this is sheer madness. But well, we live in a world gone mad. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, on top of that, Dr. Stan, of course, most of the appliances have metal-faced fronts, and the kitchen will be a real kill zone. The rest of the house, of course, is toxic with radiation. It breaks DNA strands, et cetera. But the kitchen will be even worse, because all of this is going to ricochet or bounce off of adjacent appliances and multiple times go through people's bodies that are standing in the kitchen. Because this does not, the radiation and EMF doesn't just target towards the smart meter and get picked up. No, it tumbles in every way as it makes its way through the environment and through the people. So as this reflects, or I should say ricochets off of the appliances, it's going to pierce us in the kitchen many, many times. This is a deadly zone of the house. What's also very important to understand is that PG&E is the model utility company for the rest of the utility companies nationwide. They were at the Rio de Janeiro Summit, Earth Summit, in 1992. They were one of the top 25 NGO contributors to funding much of these programs. Their entire business model is based on CO2 reduction. They are green to the core with how they present themselves. In fact, they are also involved in the geoengineering program, the weather modification program. They have been increasing snowpack in the Sierras in the Plumas County area for years. You can go to Roslyn Peterson's website, California Skywatch, and you can find this TV nightly news program where they talk about, they're interviewing the weather department on the 16th floor in the PG&E office building in San Francisco, and they're talking about how they are increasing the snowpack between 5% and 10%. And then, because we now find that trees are dying by the millions because of the pH change in the soil, largely from the geoengineering program with all the heavy metals.
That's because they're putting, of course, aluminum and barium and titanium and sulfides,
yes,
in the atmosphere. They're poisoning the trees. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. And what's interesting is I found recently on the PG&E website, they have an opportunity, if you're in a particular program called the SMART program, that you can contribute tax-free donations to preserving the coastal redwood trees. They are killing the trees with spraying programs and then asking us to pay money to help save them. We recently also went to a sudden oak death program here in Northern California. We have oak trees just toppling all over the mountainsides and in the open areas where the oak trees grow. And there was a program put on by UC Berkeley. And they were talking about this application of spraying the bark of these trees and or painting it on, two options. They say that this will not work to preserve the trees maybe for a year or two at best. But if you love your oak tree and it's structurally very valuable to your property, of course, you'll want to do whatever you can do. And, you know, they deny knowing anything about this geoengineering program. I was astounded when we were there asking them questions about how does the humidity change the environment for the trees with the geoengineering program, and they claim to know nothing about this. They get grant money. They get grant money to research why the trees are dying. And what are they doing? They're coming up with topical treatment to fiddle around with another way in which to enrich and create another way in which to make money. It just reminds me so much of the things you've spoken about before, Dr. Stan, how the AMA suppresses real cures and how they have us running after treatments that are poisonous. This is the same thing here. They are deforesting us. They're going to insist that this is global warming, it is our fault, and we are killing the trees, and they are killing the trees. We have to wise up, we have to look up, we have to understand the depth of evil. They look at us as being too trusting and stupid because we don't walk around with that level of evil thinking that they do. But we have to understand this is all being orchestrated. This is by design. And when we see the trees dying, we're up to about 50%. In fact, I was asking a local fire department here the other day what the fire danger was here in Northern California. They're horrified. We have so many dying trees, and they haven't culled the forest. There's too many trees in the forest. And again, that's all by design. They won't let the people cut the trees on their own property. The permit fees now and the hoops that they make these people go through to fill out applications to even bring in crops from their trees is just unbelievable. It seems like weekly we are in meetings where we see the design of the city councils and of the board of supervisors changing zoning requirements, and particularly in cities that have joined ICLEI. You can go to ICLEI.org. That's ICLEI. That stands for International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives. And you can see if your town has joined ICLEI. If it has, they have given up their local sovereignty to the UN. And I can say that we are seeing private-public partnerships. People say, what's that? Well, that worked well in Italy with Mussolini and in Germany with Hitler, but it failed. They're bringing it back. They're forgetting history. They're bringing back private-public partnerships, which flies in the face of our freedom and a republic of which our democracy or which our constitution was based on. We're a republic.
And I think people must understand that one of the fundamentals of freedom is the right of private property. And they do not want private property. They want to be able to come into your home and regulate what you do. Orlean, we're just about out of time. We just had a great conversation with Deborah. Do you have any parting thoughts for us? Because we're almost out of time.
Yes, I knew Deborah would do a wonderful job.
Yes, she really has done a very, very good job of explaining this. People must understand these people are deadly serious. They hate humanity. They hate private property. They hate freedom. This is a subversive, treasonous movement. And of course, these people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go ahead, Orlean.
Well, my parting thought would be what this wonderful attorney said up in Siskiyou County when we had the big Defend America meeting there on October 22nd. We heard a panel of eight outstanding, courageous sheriff speak, and this nice property rights attorney who came all the way from Wyoming to defend them, and they are going to have a lawsuit against the federal government for trying to bring down these dams. But she made the statement, it really bothers her when she hears people talk about constitutional rights. She says, our rights come from God. The Constitution is there to protect our God-given rights.
And so that really is so very,
very,
and that is really so very, very true. People don't understand that our Declaration of Independence states very openly that our rights come from God. The Constitution was established to guarantee our God-given rights. It's the opening words of certainly of the Declaration of Independence talks about nature's God and nature's law. And then the next paragraph talks about how all men were created and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. It talks about the divine providence. It talks about the supreme ruler of the universe. And of course, we're told, America is not a Christian nation. Of course it was a Christian nation. Remember those words of Thomas Jefferson. For the God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country while I fret. I remember that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. You'll find those words in the Jefferson Memorial, but not in the Supreme Court. Well, Deborah, do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Well, yes. I would urge everybody to check to see.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Stealth and deception goes in the background of Agenda 21, vitally important. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, our syllabus on sustainable development, which is one of the finest things out there. Or you need to get Sydney, the four tape set on sustainable development. But we have the Agenda 21 program put out by the United Nations are all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to basically to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You need to read it because it is seminal to understanding what's going on. You need to get my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret of the syllabus as goes with that, so that you can actually read what George W. Bush said in his first inaugural address, and what George W. Bush said in his second inaugural address, and learn who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind. You remember when he made that statement twice during his first inaugural address? I bet you don't. I bet you've never even wondered about this. What's he talking about? Angel who rides in the whirlwind? Well, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing is it appears to be. And, of course, I plead to you is get informed and then help us inform others. Because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us, or help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. I would also point out, if you're not in a position to help financially, and we know many people are having problems financially, why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones, for Joyce Riley, for Congressman Ron Paul, for John Loeffler, but please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because we are the front lines of this battle. We hope, of course, you made preparations. I am very, very concerned, as we talked about in the first hour, that we may be on the brink of something big, and maybe this is all hype just to scare us to death. I'm not going to make any predictions. I am going to say, though, that there's a great deal of talk about an Israeli attack on Iran. And it's not simply just the smoke and mirrors. I think that there are many people who think that this is not only a possibility, it is a probability. I do know that the price of oil is going up at the present time. Now, maybe it'll come back down again. But if there's going to be an attack, why, of course, the price of oil will continue going up, because the people who are certainly working in the commodity future market know what's going to happen. You and I don't. We're just common people. What's the price of oil? What's the price of gold and silver? Because if there's going to be a major war, I believe that the prices are going to go up. I believe, of course, that the people who are running things behind the scenes are trying to keep the prices down. But I believe the prices are going to go up. And listen to Jimmy Rogers and some of the other people talking about a gold being at $2,200 an ounce in a very short period of time. And believe me, Jimmy Rogers is a lot smarter than I am. He spent a lot of time affiliated with George Soros. What's the Occupy Wall Street movement? Because this is a subversive movement controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And there's going to be, I believe, a lot more violence associated with this, and I don't believe it's going to go away. I believe we're entering into a period of chaos and crisis. I believe the America we've known, certainly, will be lost unless there's a great revival. So please pray, not only for Radio Liberty, but pray for revival and pray for God's blessing on this country, and pray that he does not bring the judgment that he should. Hope that God will raise up men to lead that revival. Please, of course, pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, wanting to get involved, and paying attention. Paying attention to things like, this is just a test. This is just a test. We repeat, this is just a test. Yes, that's what's going to happen this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time you're going to be hearing the first ever national emergency preparedness test. That's right. And it is just a test. It is coming at the same time as a number of military, I would call them productions, are being carried out throughout the world, operations. It's also sort of eerily close to the time that the asteroid passed next to, well, if you consider 202,000 miles away next to the Earth. That happened last night, according to the official news, at 6:28 Eastern Standard Time last night. So the emergency alert system will be tested at 2 p.m. today. Some people are saying turn off your computer. Well, you know, there's always a conspiratorialist out there who want to take it a step further. I don't know. Am I going to turn my computer off? Probably. I don't want anything to be downloaded. And there's some, I don't know, question that it could be happening. Hey, it's time to restart it anyway or turn it off anyway. So whatever you decide to do. Obama, you have a problem. Did you hear about the mics that were left on after he spoke? This is such a bad story. Such a bad story. And they're trying to make it as little itty-bitty as they can because it's a huge story, in my estimation, what happened. We'll talk about what Obama said when the mics they thought were off. Penn State, the most disgusting, horrible story we can imagine. It's just now coming out. 20 young victims of a predator. Assistant coach at Penn State. You've probably heard it's all over the news. Now the question is, should Paterno, the coach, step down? Absolutely. I don't care how good a coach he is. I don't care how good a coach he is. He had knowledge. He said, but I told other people, sorry, doesn't work. Two other coaches knew about it. It was passed up the line at the Penn State University. Nothing done. Herman Cain. Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about Herman Cain. What you thought about his declaration or rejection, if you will, yesterday. Amazing. And do you know what percentage of post office employees are veterans? Well, we're coming upon Veterans Day, and as you all know, that is not something that I like to celebrate. It needs to be dealt with in an appropriate fashion rather than just choosing one day a year to play all the fancy music and then go back to kicking them to the side of the curb. I don't like it. Tonight there's going to be a Republican debate. Please, if you're interested, stay tuned to that, or we'll hopefully have the highlights of that tomorrow. And Occupy Wall Street, Oakland, oh, amazing. If you haven't seen the raw footage of 100,000 people going down the interstate, you didn't see it on the news, did you? Because it wasn't meant for you to see, but there's some raw footage of a helicopter filming 100,000 people. Oh, you think this isn't real? You think it's not going anywhere? Well, think again. And then, you think things are absolute. I mean, is there anything absolute in this world? You play that game of, tell me something that's absolute. Well, one of those things we might have thought of was the periodic table. You know, all of the elements that you learned in high school. Well, guess what? It's not an absolute. And they've got new elements in the periodic table. How many of you think you know the number of elements in the periodic table? We'll talk about that. We've got lots of news today. We're going to go over some of the major global news, like who we started a war with today, how many people we've killed, you know, the kinds of things that the big media covers. And also 60 Minutes is expected to air now an investigation of Nancy Pelosi's stock investments. You know, that's one of those things you kind of go, okay, I'll watch that. Yeah, let's see what they got. Let's see what Steve Croft has come up with now. Well, lots of money the lady makes. Does she just know how to invest, or is she like the president? She's got a really good second job. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joy Shriver. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics?